In the headlines, an eyewitness recalls vandals and would-be thieves attempting to steal an automatic teller machine in the wee hours of this morning in St. Peter. Police make another breakthrough as three men, one of them a teenager, charged this morning for a series of firearm and aggravated related offenses. A woman who was beaten to the ground by a man in Spooner's Hill yesterday morning gives her side of the video which went viral on social media. That man arrested and charged today by police. And General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, is challenging government officials and members of cabinet to participate in a lie detector test. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Would-be thieves cause significant damage to an automatic teller machine at the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union located in 1.25 miles of St. Peter during the early hours of this morning. While the BPWCCU officials have not confirmed whether any money was stolen, visible damage to the ATM has been reported. The Barbados Police Service is continuing investigations into the incident, but a resident who witnessed the attempted theft shared his experience.
My wife told me she heard a bang, so when I look out, I saw a car parked there, a small car, kind of lightish green, it looked like. And I see four guys with hoodies and dressing all black. After a while then, I saw the guys, I hear a bang. The men she told me the bang, they like they break the glass. So then the guy had a rope, something like a rope, and they reversed the car there. Tie it onto the machine with the rope and then drive over there, and that's how I got pulled out.
When I come out this morning, I saw the officers patrolling the area and specifically concentrating on the part where the ATM was and the building. But naturally, it would raise a few concerns, but I think the ATM was targeted specifically because it is obviously it's the ATM, so they know for sure that cash will be in it.
A resident and eyewitness speaking about that ATM vandalism in St. Peter. Well, police have arrested and charged a man for assault, occasioning actual bodily harm and criminal damage following a violent attack against a woman in Spooner's Hill yesterday. Jamal Royson Ronaldo Haynes of 39 of Johnson Land, Greenhill, St. Michael, goes before the District A Magistrates Court this afternoon to face these charges against Onika Paul Ford. Ms. Ford spoke to Starcom Network News and recounted her side of the incident. Footage of the incident went viral on social media, with the proprietor expressing discomfort of how it was perceived, particularly the misconceptions that it was a domestic dispute, which she believes may have discouraged bystanders from stepping in.
I feel good about it because I is not a social media person, and for know that this is what happened to me, for the whole world to see it. But I think that's the reason why he turned himself in, because it's on social media. When I go to the doctor say he thought it was a man or woman situation, and I know that people don't really want to get into them things because people just get hurt by going and, you know, do this kind of thing, or helping people, people end up getting hurt, so nobody don't really go. But it is bad to know that something like this happened to a woman and nobody don't really intervene.
Victim of yesterday's assault, Onika Paul Ford. That full interview is exclusive on the Starcom Network Instagram page. Three men have been arrested and formally charged by the Barbados Police Service Major Crime Unit in connection with gun, ammunition, and vehicle offences allegedly committed on July 13, 2025. 19-year-old Shaquan Sheldon Taylor Marshall of Foul Bay St. Philip and Eriko Malik Williams, 24, of Bibby Lane St. Michael, face joint charges of possession of firearm and possession of 13 rounds of ammunition. Raquan Jarrell Pinder, 23, of First Avenue, Jackson, St. Michael, has been charged with several offences, including failure to register a motor vehicle, no third-party insurance, fraudulent use of number plates, and handling stolen property. All three individuals, Marshall, Pinder, and Williams, are scheduled to appear in the traffic court today. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, is challenging government officials and members of cabinet to participate in a lie detector test before it's implemented at the Barbados Port and other security areas. Mr. Franklin, who represents the group of workers within Customs, Immigration, and the Barbados Prison Service, said those with more at risk in the public service should also be given the lie detector test.
people who are requiring these things must lead by example. So if the cabinet is requiring officers to be to go through polygraph testing, the cabinet should be the first to do it. And that was my only condition. And they stopped talking to me because I do not understand why you think or why anybody would think that a customs officer or anybody who works in the port at the airport and at the prison, the port of work prison officer, be tested too. Ha. They have a great opportunity to be corrupt and a government minister. I'm not saying any of them are corrupt. I'm saying that the potential is there and that we should rule it out. If we rule it out for one, we should rule it out for all.
Regarding the move to shift workers who refuse to be tested, Mr. Franklin said no legal provisions existed allowing government to do such.
The Prime Minister must understand what she has become Prime Minister of. If you are a customs officer, you cannot be transferred from customs without your consent. If you are a prison officer, immigration officer, all of these things are called departmental posts. They are not people who you can just pick up and send away. Mind you, they have been doing it to some senior managers and they probably like it because the Prime Minister must follow some sort of rules when she is doing these things.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Councillor Franklin, in the lunchtime edition. Members of the PSV sector have made an appeal for all of its members, even as some drivers are expressing concern about the practicalities and content of the required training. Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Owners, Anwar Nana, confirmed there has been some resistance, particularly from among long-standing license holders.
The regulation states that training is mandatory for all renewals. So everything being renewed going forward this year, all persons have to have training. The regulations also state that training is valid for 2 years. So every 2 years you have to go back through the training program. Those are what the new regulations state. There has been opposition to this, but we do understand that there's need for training, but I guess the issue was we're having was that the type of training and what the training entails was not what we were looking to have set up, but it is what it is. So I guess the regulation states it, so there's nothing we can do about it at this point.
Meantime, Chairman of Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, all want all the drivers to get the training as well.
I have seen improvement among those persons who have done the course. So at various what we have seen a reduction in some areas that was a concern to us. But what we want to see is more people signing up to do the course, right? So that we can have more persons across the board, showing how important it is for them to drive. But I want to encourage those operators to get on board, get the training and benefit.
That's Roy Raphael. As Krapova is in full swing, an interactive lair has been added to a cultural mural on Pinfold Street, thanks to a new augmented reality feature developed and deepened with public immersion with local heritage. Managing Director of Story Shift, Aisha Gibson-Gill, who spearheaded the project, outlined why it was significant to use this technology to amplify cultural storytelling, especially in the middle of Krapova.
Majority of the population has had some sort of interface and interaction with a lot of the information on here, so they can see themselves in those stories. So our little narratives, our little vignettes that we do, when you scan it, you're actually being asked questions about, have you done this, or do you remember that, or ask someone in your family if they've ever interacted with this particular store or done this particular activity, because these are stories of Barbados and Barbadians in general. And the technology was a great way to say that you're being innovative. Everybody's on phone anyhow, so it's how do we have people on their phones but in a space and interacting with things that are connected to them.
Managing Director of Story Shift, Aisha Gibson-Gill. Our top stories. An eyewitness recalls vandals and would-be thieves attempting to steal an automatic teller machine in the wee hours of this morning in St. Peter. Police make another breakthrough as three men, one of them a teenager, charged this morning for a series of firearm and aggravated related offenses. A woman who was beaten to the ground by a man in Spooners Hill yesterday morning gives her side of the video, which went viral on social media. That man arrested and charged today by police. The full extent of the interview on Starcom Network News IG page. And the General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, is challenging government and officials and cabinet members to participate in a lie detector test being implemented at the Barbados Port and other high security areas. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.